Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Angela from Wales, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, Linda.
Could you tell us when you first noticed your MS symptoms?
I think it was about 6 years ago, but I didn't know, obviously, that it was MS then. I think the first sign was when I'd noticed when I woke up in the morning that one of my legs was feeling very numb. And I think that went on for a couple of months, and I just put it down to sleeping awkwardly or, you know, whatever, and being busy and working and with a family, I just ignored it, and it just went away, and I didn't think anything more of it. But then I think about 5 years ago, I'd come back from holiday in Canada and thought I had a virus, and went back and forth to the doctors, and they couldn't really diagnose what was wrong with me. And then I lost all the feeling in my legs from my feet right up to my hips. And obviously got admitted into hospital and, you know, for tests, and was eventually diagnosed. So yeah, it's about
what 5 years ago. What impact did it have on you being diagnosed?
Was very tough, really, because I'd recently got divorced, and it wasn't a great time. And, you know, it might have been to do with the sort of stress of that situation. But my mother-in-law from my ex-husband actually had MS, and she'd had it for many, many years. And, you know, I just thought I was going to end up in exactly the same state as she was, which wasn't great, if I'm honest. So
yeah.
It didn't seem to be, you know, a great sort of, you know, there was no real treatment that she seemed to have, and, you know, she could hardly walk, she was in a wheelchair, and basically didn't do anything with her life, you know, so it was, so the thought of ending up like that, I think, was the scariest thing.
Oh, it's a very scary prospect, isn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, when the I just felt like the consultant who, when I first was in hospital, he said, oh no, I think you're too old to have that MS, because I was about 46 at the time. And then, of course, when they did the MRI scan and I came back to see him, he said, well, no, actually, you have MS, and thank you very much, bye-bye. And handed me over to the MS nurse to pick you up off the floor. You know, the consultants aren't that great at dealing with the fallout, are they? You know, so, but I just found it really difficult to talk to anyone, because I just had in my mind this picture of my mother-in-law, you know. So no, it wasn't great, no. But then you pick yourself up, and I think, you know, they review you after 3 months, don't they, to see whether you've got the real nasty type, you know, and if you're sort of okay after 3 months or so, then, you know, maybe you realise it's not as bad, and your life still can carry on, even with this diagnosis, you know. So
So what was your MS like before you found LDN?
I think it was getting steadily, they say, oh, I have a benign type, or a, you know, they don't really, I don't think I have the relapsing remitting type, but every day I have symptoms. And I remember, it was a Christmas time, and my daughter had come up with me to try and go shopping, and I literally walked into Next shop with my daughter. We literally walked into the shop, and I just had to say to her, I'm sorry, I've got to turn around and go home, because I just felt I couldn't even walk around the shop because my legs just felt so bad that day, you know. So it was like the numbness and the weird sensations, and it's like your legs were lead, you know. So I just knew they weren't going to carry me around the shop,
yeah.
You know. So it had a huge effect on the quality of your life because, you know, I was still working. I'm still working now, but I just wonder without the LDN if I would still be working, you know, because I knew that I think the sort of extremes of temperature really affect me, and we were having a pretty cold winter. You know, it just sort of really limits what I could do, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think the LDN has had any miraculous effect, but I think it, most of the time, it keeps me stable and it hasn't got worse. I've had a bad virus Christmas time and I've had a few problems since then with the mobility, but I think that's down to the virus, you know. So I think in terms of the fatigue and I think it's had a huge effect, you know, on just keeping me going and keeping me well, you know. But where I would be, I think it's kept me stable. I don't know where I would be if, you know, it just doesn't bear thinking about, really. But I know at that time I was really starting to struggle, and yet for the next sort of 2 years, until I've had this virus now, you know, the mobility hasn't been perfect by any means, you know, but it definitely improved things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it gave me a bit more confidence. You know, I mean, you sort of tend to think, like, no, I can't go out, I can't do this, I can't do that. And it all gets a bit limiting, doesn't it, as to what you can do,
yeah,
and what you can't do. So it did give me confidence. I mean, the only side effects I had were when I first started to take it, I have a lot of spasms in my legs and I had a lot of muscle stiffness in the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to make me worse. But I persevered with it and it's been fine. I haven't had any of the sort of bad nightmares or anything like that. But I have tried taking the LDN in the morning, and that doesn't suit me. It suits me better to take it in the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I just take a tablet at night, and that seems to have worked better for me. So yeah.
So the symptoms you had, other than walking and the heat affecting you, did you have any other side of that? Sorry, I'll say that question again. Did you have any other symptoms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I had the usual sort of MS fog. I've had the sort of really bad headaches and the, you know, feeling a bit spaced out, dizzy, and the fatigue basically was just horrendous. You know, it's all the loss of sensation and all the usual. I had bladder problems for years, and I was taking antibiotics because I was having constant, what they thought were water infections, but now I realise all these years later that, you know, it was probably the MS. But now I haven't taken antibiotics for water infections for over 18 months, I think. So I think it's definitely had an effect there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's helped the bladder problems, it's helped the fatigue. I think at one point I was starting to get, not depressed, but, you know, starting to get very down about it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's helped keep me positive with things, because once you lose your positivity, then you might as well give up, really, haven't you?
Yes. How would you compare your quality of life now as compare it with before LDN?
Well, up until I've had this recent virus, you know, I would try and sort of push myself to, you know, to do more or less what I used to do, but, you know, within limitations. I mean, I know I can't sort of go walking huge distances or anything, but, you know, I kept working, I've kept trying to, you know, keep the standard of what I do in my work up to what I used to do. And I just feel it stabilised me somehow, you know, it just, I really didn't know where things were going to end up with all of this. I just felt my general well-being was a lot better, you know, so yeah. I think it was a lift to my energy levels, really, because the other things that I used to have were sort of problems with my eyes and sort of flashing lights and, you know, I'd see lots of sort of spots in front of my eyes and things like that. I don't seem to have so much of that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess I've got to rely on LDN, and I keep on thinking, well, you know, I'm afraid not to take it now because I really don't know where I would be, because, you know, it might be a placebo. Some people might think it's a placebo, but I don't know. But, you know, I just feel it stabilised me, certainly. I mean, like I say, this virus has given me a bit of a, because it was a bronchitis, and obviously that's the worst, really, but I do think it's helped to keep me stable.
What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
Well, you know, in the job I do, I've got lots of people, because there's 9,000 sort of people in work, and some of them unfortunately also have MS, and they're very scared to take anything without this sort of neurologist or doctor's advice, and what I would say is, as far as I'm aware, there are no side effects. I think for the type of MS that I have, there are no treatments, there are no drugs. It's not doing me any harm. It may be doing me a lot of good, so I don't think you've got anything to lose, really. You know, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a drug, I mean, some of the drugs, as I understand it, because, thank God, I've been lucky enough not to need them. But, I mean, if you take in, I don't know, methotrexate or something like that, it's basically poison, isn't it?
Yes.
So you're poisoning your system. I mean, they're drugs that they use for chemotherapy and, you know, so this is a drug that's been, as I understand it, in use for, you know, 20, 30 years. And, you know, there must be a body of research to show that there aren't huge amounts of side effects with it, because, as I understand it, it goes through your system within 4 hours and it doesn't affect any of your major organs or, you know, anything else. So why wouldn't you try it? but like I say, people are so, you know, I guess because I work in hospital environment, and you know, the general public think doctors and are God, you know, and their word is, but they don't have all the answers. They really don't, you know. They're human like the rest of us, well, most of them. So I would just say give it a try, because, you know, it might work for you, it might not. It might have fantastic results for some people. It might, you know, just like me, I think, keep you stable, you know. So, and that's, you know, all you can ask for, isn't it?
It is.
To try it, you know. But yeah, I really think you've got nothing to lose, you know, because the medical profession doesn't have all the answers all of the time, does it? You know, and if enough of us are taking this and finding benefit from it, then there's got to be something in it. So.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
That's okay. You're welcome.
I'd like to introduce Anita from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Could you tell me when you were diagnosed with MS?
8 years ago. Eight, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How old?
Although it took a long time, I think, to diagnose. I had lots of tests first that all came back, it wasn't this, it wasn't that, and eventually it came back after a lumbar puncture, it was diagnosed as MS.
Okay. And how old were you? roughly?
40. No, it must have been longer than that then. It was about when I was 46.
Right, okay. And what impact did the diagnosis have on you?
Well, in shock at first, I must be honest, I was in denial. I really didn't think I had it. As being a carer, a lot of my clients had MS.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't accept it at first that I had it.
Yes. So by the time you were diagnosed, you said it took quite a while. What were your symptoms at that time?
I'd have bouts where I lost all sense of balance, being sick all the time. On these occasions, normally the doctor would give me an injection and I would try and sleep through a lot of it because that's all I could do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Just continually being sick and no balance at all.
Sounds like a bad case of vertigo, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was tested for all the Meniere's disease and labyrinthitis and everything, you know, which is to do with balance and that. Oh, and my water works, actually. Didn't have a lot of control on occasions with my water works.
Mm-hmm. So before you found LDN, had your symptoms deteriorated further?
Yeah, I had in the year... I can't think of the date now, but I had a severe attack which I ended up in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the wheelchair for 3 years. And towards the end, I actually went on the LDN, which helped me enormously.
Mm-hmm.
I was on gabapentin, baclofen, and all the drugs I was on caused drowsiness, and I think a lot of the time I wasn't really with it. I was, you know, on so many that I was quite drowsy all the time.
Yeah.
And now I only take the LDN.
Yeah. Well, let's just try and establish what you were like before LDN. So, before you started,
yeah,
what would you have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best? Before you started LDN?
Well, right down on 5, really, because I was still in the wheelchair.
Okay. And what would you say it is today?
Right up 7.
Right.
Maybe now, even 8.
How did you hear about LDN?
I used to go to hyperbaric therapy,
mm-hmm.
and one of the ladies there was on it, and she told me about it, and I went online and obviously researched it, and I thought it looked quite good and well worth trying.
Mm-hmm. Did you manage to get it from your own doctor to prescribe it for you?
No. I get it from, I live in Cornwall, and I get it from Dr. Lawrence in Wales, although the actual prescription comes from Scotland.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay. When you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
No, not really. A little bit of sleeping, a little problem not sleeping too well, but that only sort of lasted a week, 10 days.
Mm-hmm. So how is your MS now? What symptoms do you get?
Occasionally, I still, my water works occasionally. I'm walking with a Fez machine, I don't know if you've heard of them, which helps me. I am actually up and walking with a stick, using a Fez machine, which helps me to lift my left foot. I only have a problem a bit, I think they call it drop foot. I managed to walk quite a bit. I can walk on the flat now without the machine. But I do need it if I'm walking long walks or where hills are involved.
Good. So you'll continue taking the LDN if that's the only drug you're taking?
That is the only one I have now, yes.
Yes, well, that's good.
And the spasms, I used to get real bad spasms, which have gradually disappeared. I don't get them at all now since I've been on the LDN.
Mm. That's very good. And what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN for MS?
I would say it's well worth trying. I found it to be very good, and even mentally, because, you know, was quite depressed for a time because being quite sporty and everything, it was quite a shock to end up in the wheelchair. And it's improved my quality of life no end. And I actually went going to the hyperbaric therapy, which was helping me. I've stopped now because the LDN actually helps with what the hyperbaric therapy was helping with.
Mm-hmm. Good. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Anita?
Well, just that I think it is a very good drug, and it has helped me in, you know, all the ways with my shakes and everything. You know, everything what I have with MS, it seems to have helped me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
And the fact that it's very little drug to take, you know, I'm only on the one drug instead of lots of different drugs, and it's not one that makes you drowsy.
Yes, the fewer drugs you can put in your body, the better, isn't it?
Of course, yeah, definitely. I do take quite a few supplements, like fish oils and zinc and things like that, which is helpful with LDN, Dr. Lawrence said, which I guess help as well in the line that when you're on LDN. But
thank
yeah, I'd advise. I have, you know, when I was going up to the hyperbaric therapy before I stopped, I did actually, I think, chat to some other people that I know are on it. And they found a benefit from it as well. And plus the lady, obviously, who informed me about it in the first place, she's improved. She's now out of the wheelchair and everything. And she was a lot worse than I was. Mm-hmm. And she's up and walking with two sticks now. So, yeah, very good.
I'd like to introduce Anne from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Anne.
Okay.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
It was probably in the, I'm a bit unclear, but somewhere in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What symptoms were you experiencing at that time?
Oh, they were pretty mild. It was restless legs in the night. That was very mild to start with, and then I started to get tingling in my feet, in my hands, and progressively they got worse and worse. At the beginning I was having about one minor attack every couple of years, then I was having one a year, and they were getting progressively more severe. Mm-hmm. And by the time I started taking LDN, it had ratcheted up to two big attacks a year, which included, the effects included losing all my ability to see colour out of my left eye, another time having double vision, so I couldn't drive, I couldn't even walk on my own, I was tripping up, and finding it very, very difficult, and I was on crutches. It was getting very bad. They were getting worse and worse and worse.
So at that point, if you'd had to have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
I should think it was, well, when the between attacks I was okay, so it was all right, but when I was having attacks, it was like right going down to about like 3.
Right, okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
I had a friend who heard about LDN with MS, and she went on it, and she got major remission. Mm-hmm. And she sent me that user, what was it, an information pack,
yes,
on MS.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that, I was very encouraged, and then I did everything I could to get it.
And
which is quite a procedure.
And did you manage to get your own GP to prescribe it for you?
It took me years, really years and years and years, before I could do that.
Okay.
I started the LDN in May 2005, It was probably, I didn't get it prescribed until about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I was getting it from Skip's Pharmacy.
Right.
In America for mm-hmm. a long time. Then I found a doctor in London, because I live in London,
yes.
who would prescribe it for me. And then I really hectored my consultant at the, the neurology hospital in Queen Square.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very unfriendly and very rejecting. I sent him all the information pack. I sent him a lot of information. And eventually I pestered him so much he got fed up with me and said, look, have a consultation with a colleague. So I went to see the colleague who was very kind of neutral. But he said, yes, he would recommend that I would have it prescribed on the NHS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge victory for me, and
certainly.
I've been on it ever since, yeah.
And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
No. None.
And how long did it take before you started to notice any improvements?
I never had another attack.
Wow.
Since starting LDN, I didn't have one attack.
Mm-hmm. And has your MS progressed?
No.
Okay. So what symptoms do you have of MS now on a daily basis?
I have the residual nerve damage. So I go on, my balance still isn't as great as it was. I mean, it's okay. I don't fall over or anything like that. But I'm not as well balanced as I used to be. I can't go river walking now, going from stone to stone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then trust myself. I do have pain in my feet, some pain, particularly my left foot. But you know, it's relatively minor. It's okay. It doesn't really spoil my quality. I can't go for good long walks, which is a shame. But that's all.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Really,
it's
is.
Fantastic. I was getting so bad that the attacks were getting really frightening.
Mm-hmm.
I was losing so much capacity.
And what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN but maybe a bit sceptical?
Well, I'd say my experience had been, and how it had really worked for me. And although there's no guarantee it'll work for everybody, it's well worth a try.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us, Anne.
All right, Linda. Thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.